Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 11 and it is Thursday the 7th of October 2013. I'm a bit disorientated with dates because I've had a week off, so completely and utterly confused, shall we say. We're now into October, so year's going by quite quickly. I'm going to be just talking about updates on the plots and garden, really, this week. Not really doing any special jobs to really talk about, but that's what's coming up. So with that, I'm going to carry on to the next part. Okay, so this is Saturday. I've just finished up the allotment, I'm going to give you a rundown of what I've done today. Pretty good day. I have to admit, the only time I've seen anybody else up here today was people walking past, so I've had the whole lot to myself, really, all day. I think because the weather's so changed. Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad, but it's changed, and people tend to stay away from the outside when it's wet and miserable, but you know, that's the joys. I tried making a bonfire, but a lot of the material's still a bit wet. It burns some of it, but not all of it. What I should have done was just lift it or got it under cover weeks ago before it got wet. So what I normally do is just fill up the incinerator bin with stuff to dry out, including paper to start the fire. So when I ready to burn stuff, it's ready to go. I've done that after finishing trying to burn stuff. Just put it in there to dry out. Still a bit on the warm side, so it should help it dry out even more. But I did make sure it's fully extinguished before leaving. Dug up all the potatoes now. Had a really good crop out of them in the end, so I'm really, really pleased with them, actually. Now, these were the plants that were in a lot better growth. Just took a while to get them there, but we got there in the end. That's the main thing. I simply just dug these up with a fork. I only speared two of them, which I'm quite pleased about, and they'll be used tomorrow. But yeah, the rest I just dug up. There's probably about 3 kilos of potatoes and some really nice big ones. No real small ones either. All the vegetative growth has gone into the compost bin, so I'll be I've then dug over the bed with incorporating horse manure. Next week I'll probably dig it over again and just check there's no leftover potatoes. Then get ready for the garlic and onions to go in. I dug out a bit more down by the new compost bins, cleared a bit of the pathways and stuff. And I also set up the wire cage for a leaf mold bin. And just made a simple circle tied together to hold the shape. Levelled it up with a bit of soil underneath. And then filled with some leaves that have fallen off a tree nearby. I think it's a sycamore tree. They will then rot down to make a wonderful leaf mold, which is brilliant for seedlings and stuff. It retains moisture. Not great for nutrients, but moisture retentive. So each time I'm here, I'll just rake up a load of leaves and keep adding them to the pile, into this bin. I then got some more of the wood chip and placed on the paths around the compost bin and the normal paths, just to keep the on top of the weeds there and keep it fresh. I've hoed the peas and beans that were grown in what was originally where the garlic and onions had grown. So that area is now abundant, and I've just hoed those down back to back to soil. Put all the cuttings into the compost heap. I'll hoe again next week and then add compost, manure to it, and add lashing of compost really. That has been quite a productive bed. I just need to get nutrients into this soil here, which is quite a big thing, I think, to really do. I dug up the outdoor tomatoes and they went into the bonfire I spoke about earlier, just to burn them down, make sure there's no pests or diseases in them. I've checked over all the brassicas and the leeks, which are all that's left to really grow. There's still a couple of sweet corns that haven't been attacked, but I think they're probably going to come up soon. But the cabbages, the kales, the Brussels sprouts, and the broccoli, all doing really well actually, growing quite happily. Really, I could harvest the cabbage, I could harvest some broccoli. But they do grow on through the winter. The leeks are quite small, but they're still growing. And they are useful, you know, because they're small doesn't mean they're not useful. Just I think we're really used to going into a supermarket and seeing them quite thick. Whereas these are about as thick as a pencil or a small torch. I also set up the hose from the top of the second blue water butt to feed the old water butt that I placed up here last week. Now both these water butts have filled up pretty quickly, as I think I said last week. So the more it rains, the more they'll get full, and that will now trickle into the next water butt, this new one I've added. Now, the first hole I made was a bit of a mistake. It was a bit too high. So I'm going to have to think about that in the future on the way of getting over that. If I need to add more, it's either going to have to go as the last one in the row, or I have to seal it or something. But that's not a problem at the moment. I don't know if I'm going to get any more water bats. I think I would, if I ever get a chance, I will always get them because they are so useful and so essential. Now, I'm also looking around and seeing what needs doing. What can I do for next year? What changes do I want to make? Now, there'll be quite a few. It's just more a case of finding what'll be right. Now, one thing we were thinking of doing was digging up the rhubarb by the ponds, and there's also a couple of autumn raspberry plants. So I'm probably going to dig up the autumn raspberry plants and pot them with my other autumn raspberries and get more raspberries really. The rhubarb we can split and plant in other places. I'm sure Barry would like some rhubarb plants to grow on his side. That's one place we could grow it, and I'm sure there'll be more. Harvesting. Up here I've harvested, well, obviously the potatoes. There's some more tabberries and some more raspberries. A lot more apples. Carrots. Started harvesting the carrots, even though I probably could have harvested them a lot longer ago. Some kale and some broccoli I've harvested. And some chilies from inside the polytunnel. The polytunnel is not much happening since the tomatoes died. It's just the chilies growing in there. But that's going to be a job I'm going to have to do at some point, is really start working in there. I've also got to make a list of jobs to do, which I'll probably discuss on the podcast as I go along, on another podcast. So with that, I'm going to head on home now, and I will talk to you there. Okay, this is Sunday now. I've just done a bit of tidying up at home. Not a huge amount to really put on. I have noticed the saffron bulbs. I've got a couple of what looks like flower buds appearing, so hopefully that'll soon be flowering and I'll be able to get some saffron out of it, which would be great in my opinion, because it's the first time I tried growing saffron. I use saffron quite a bit in the kitchen. The spice alone is one of the most expensive things I think you can buy. It's really, really expensive in terms of per ounce. Although it's very flavourful, it's really nice, especially in something like paella. And also, getting flowers this late in the year just adds a bit of colour to things. These are, from what I've seen in pictures, a purple flower, which looks quite attractive. When you consider this is November and everything else is sort of going to sleep, you can't complain really, can you? Something I have done today, I've just sowed some more, I found another bag of red onion sets, small immature bulbs. So I've planted those up with a hope, just in some pots with a hope that they'll grow ready for the allotment. I've also sowed some peas into other pots, ready to go to the allotment once they bud. But and they're all over winter, just like the broad beans and the other onions I sowed a few weeks ago. I've just sowed all those into pots, and that'll go quite happily into the garden for the time being. In a couple of weeks, I'll get them up the allotment and plant them straight into the soil. The peas and the red onions may take a bit longer than a couple of weeks before they're ready. Red onions not so much, but the peas would be the problem, because when I sowed them last year around this time, something dug the little seeds up from the soil and ate them. Probably mice or something small, I should imagine. I've made the lawn, not really to do with our subject, but well, I've made the lawn anyway, and the curtains are going to the compost heap up in the allotment. Well, as I said, I've got this week off, so hopefully I'll be able to get a few things done at home. So with that, I'm off, and you'll get the next bit in just a second. Okay, this is Thursday evening. I'm just sort of wrapping everything up. Most of this week I've just been spent really tidying the garden and things. Nothing really major to discuss about. But just tidying. I've also tidied the spare room in order to get that ready for the sowing season, and hopefully I'm going to try and get some seeds sown that might do well there, as early as I can, just to get something growing. I'm itching to get more growing, I think, really, and get some food. Haven't been to the allotment this week since Saturday, but more on that later. But something I did do was I went into my garage, and I've got loads of old pallets that have been broken down to save the wood. I've planned to use the wood for various things. It's one of those things I think most blokes out there who like recycling, or perhaps a bit of hoarder like myself, we like to keep hold of wood. And there's millions and millions of uses for it. It's just a case of finding the right use and actually doing what you plan. But something I decided to make out of these that I think I needed, and it's quite simple really, are some signs just indicating what's in what row area, such as main crop potatoes or cabbages or something. So what I did, I got these pallets, wooden planks, let's call them, wooden planks from the pallets. I cut them into 30 centimetres long bits. There's a couple that are a bit smaller, about 20, 25 centimetres, but not too worried about that. I cut a little point on one end of it. That point would be the end that will go into the ground. I've then got my pyrography kit. Which is basically like a soldering iron, just with different ends, different tips, and it heats up. It takes about 5 minutes to heat up, and then you use it like a pen, and you burn shapes or patterns onto the wood. So we're on these wooden planks that I've cut into size, I just quickly got a pencil and wrote on there what I was going to print on there using the pyrography. And I've done it with a pencil first just to get a rough idea on how it looks. It doesn't have to be perfect, I guess. But sometimes I get to be a bit of a perfectionist. I want something to look too good. I just got a pencil and drew it on there. By this time, my pyrography kit had warmed up enough. So I used that and I writ on there what the different parts are. I've got one for potato, main crop, early potatoes, garlic, red onions, white onions, leeks, cabbage, garlic, shallots, and one more for brassicas, just a general label. Now, I will be making more of these for other products. That probably took an hour to make those. But of course, if they went straight out into the soil as they are, they'll rot away in no time. So they're not really permanent. So in order to prolong them, I got some yacht varnish and have just varnished them over and over. Given them a couple of coats. I'm still in the middle of doing that, as they do need time to dry in between coats. But when they're finished, that should give me quite a good little little signs that should last for quite a few seasons. And the good thing about it, they look quite attractive, but they also, they're not perfect, but they'll do. They've not cost me anything, just a bit of time, and they'll go up on the allotment or home garden quite happily. Of course, I don't have to do the point version. I could do other ways of doing this, so I will be making more in the future. I may make different sizes, etc., etc. I've just got to really sit down and experiment and do different things. But I'll take a picture of these and put on the show notes for you as well. Now, I mentioned on Sunday that the saffron bulbs were flowering. Well, the first flower actually opened. That was yesterday, Wednesday. When I got up in the morning and I looked out there, it was still closed, just a purple little flower just waiting to burst open. About midday, I happened to look out there and it had burst open. So I ran out there and picked the three stamens, which are what give you the herb saffron. So, yeah, I've harvested my first saffron, which I'm really, really, really happy with. And hopefully there'll be more to come. I've taken pictures of the saffron pots, which I put on the notes for today as well, just so you can get a good look. But I'm really happy with that. I mean, I'm not surprised that saffron grows. UK used to grow a lot of saffron, which is why you get places such as Saffron Walden, which where it used to grow a lot, and that's how they got their name. So I'm not surprised it's grown. But when the value of saffron is more expensive than the value of gold per ounce, it's quite a worthwhile thing to grow. Although I don't think I'd probably get a huge amount. You get 3 strands per plant, per flower. I think I've got 20 bulbs out there, so I probably get enough for 3 or 4 paellas. But as the years go on, those bulbs are multiplying. I hopefully get more and more. Right, so I'm going to wrap up today again. I'd like to thank you all for listening. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. Please do go along to the website. That's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. I have a Facebook page, which is the Veg Grower Podcast. I'm on Twitter as well, the Veg Grower Pod. You can also contact me on my email address, richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Or leave notes on the website, of course. So, yeah, again, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you. Goodbye.